This is Passport to Texas. Dove hunters who get in the field early in the season may experience more success than those who wait.
For the most part, we see a lot of the harvests occur very early in all the seasons in all the zones.
Sean Oldenberger is Migratory Shore and Upland Game Bird Program Leader at Parks and Wildlife. September 1st marks the start of dove season in the north and central zones and September 20th in the south zone. While mourning doves are plentiful statewide, for greater success, Oldenberger says it pays to do your homework.
The nice thing about mourning doves is they tend to be a generalist. You know, they primarily eat seeds and they need a lot of water on a daily basis. And so you think about two things when you go hunt doves. You think about water sources and you think about seeds. And seeds may be a harvested grain field, wheat field, or some other food plot. And so I think a lot of scouting needs to go into these locations. A lot of people do have traditional areas that they just tend to go to, but you know, a little bit more scouting, if you have access to properties, you can ensure probably a pretty good hunt on opening day.
What's this season's outlook for dove hunters, considering we're still in the throes of a drought?
The drought can be a blessing when it comes to hunting. They can concentrate birds in some areas.
But that's not true everywhere, and we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.